from Minnesota's birthplace, 1220 WVLE, Stillwater, the Twin Cities Hit Parade Station.
Good afternoon. I'm Jill Axel, 1220 WVLE News and Information.
The new news is brought to you by V-Bank, the First National Bank of Stillwater.
In somewhat of a surprise move, St. Paul Ramsey Medical Center announced broad price reductions to take effect January 1st. The reductions will cut projected revenues by $2 million, or about 2%, but the hospital still expects revenues to exceed expenditures by $3.9 million in 1985. The cuts announced are primarily in routine areas, especially outpatient care, an area where the hospital faces heaviest competition for patients, not in specialty services or intensive care. Charges for routine procedures such as cataract removal, chest x-rays, and laboratory tests will be cut about 2%, and basic daily room rate charges will drop from $292 to $282. One of the nation's largest conservation groups says it supports Wisconsin's efforts to end the Twin Cities' discharge of raw sewage into the Mississippi River. The Isaac Walton League plans to soon file a brief with the Minnesota Court of Appeals. It charges that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency was wrong to recently issue permits allowing Minneapolis, St. Paul, and South St. Paul to continue discharging untreated sewage into the river. The league says the current permits will allow and possibly even foster further delay in solving the problem of combined sewage overflow discharges. Wisconsin Attorney General Bronson La Follette has sued the MPCA to try to stop the sewage discharge. But Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich and Wisconsin Governor Anthony Earl are pledged to an out-of-court settlement. In a further effort to resolve the suit, the MPCA recently set firm deadlines for ending the discharge. A court appearance for a Minneapolis man accused of attacking an electric company employee who turned off his electricity has been continued until December 4th. A public defender was appointed this morning for 36-year-old Bailey Hill, who's being held in the Hennepin County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bond. Hill is charged with third-degree assault and property damage for allegedly hitting a Northern States Power Company employee with a large stick. The complaint says Hill ran after NSP worker Jeffrey Robinson when he shut off Hill's electricity. The utility says Hill was 2 months behind in payments. The long-secret investigative document in the Scott County sex abuse case includes children's stories that were wild and vivid. But the Minneapolis Star and Tribune reports today the stories were also inconsistent and were sometimes recanted and then repeated. The newspaper obtained half the 126-page document, which investigators have been keeping secret for nearly 5 months. In a copyright story, the paper says investigators often doubted the children's stories and had many indications that allegations about children being murdered were questionable. The document also shows that former Jordan trash collector James John Rudd told authorities he wasn't aware of many of the incidents that children had described. Rudd was the first person arrested in the case and has been considered a key figure in the investigation. However, earlier this week, a Twin Cities television station reported that Rudd now says he lied when he implicated other adults in the case. Officials say more lanes and a metering system are planned in the next 5 years for Interstate 94. The State Department of Transportation says the highway is expected to have a 20% traffic increase between Minneapolis and St. Paul by the year 2000. State traffic forecast engineer Al Pence says traffic on I-94 is increasing because the metropolitan area's population is increasing and because people are making more trips. He says that in 1970, the average person took 2.7 trips a day. Today, the average person takes 3.4 trips a day. Pence says that figure is expected to rise to 3.6 trips a day by the year 2000. The St. Paul Area Chamber of Commerce has elected new officers. Lois Conmee reports.
A new chairman, three officers, and nine new directors were chosen in the chamber's annual election recently. Elected as chairman was Jerome Crary. Crary is assistant vice president of distribution at Northwestern Bell. He succeeds William Faulkner. Elected as chairman was Joseph T. O'Neill. O'Neill is a partner in the law firm of O'Neill, Burke, and O'Neill. Alan Jacobson, president of operations at 3M, was elected as secretary, and the chamber's new treasurer will be president of the Minnesota Federal Savings and Loan Association, Gordon. Gordon Mosentine. The new officials will take office January 1st, 1985. For WVLE News, I'm Lois Conmee.
A two-day public hearing opened today at the state capitol on proposed changes in Minnesota's family and group daycare regulations. The proposed changes involve health, safety, and licensing standards under the State Human Services Department's so-called Rule 2. New regulations based partly on the hearings are expected to go into effect by early next spring. WVLE News Time is 12:05.
You can
early weather for the metro area today. Cloudy periods of flurries. Some patchy light freezing drizzle is possible into mid-afternoon, which could cause some slick spots. High today near 30 degrees. Winds will be north 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with periods of flurries and a low near 20 degrees. And on Saturday, cloudy with a 30% chance of light snow and a high on Saturday only near 26 degrees. Right now, it's 28 at the Twin Cities International Airport. Mostly cloudy skies and 25 at the Valley.